USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Back in March, former CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believed the COVID-19 pandemic originated in a Wuhan, China lab. Dr. Fauci at the time said Mr. Redfield's opinion does not make biological sense, end quote. Now we're learning State Department leaders were told not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19, as U.S. tax dollars were being used at the Wuhan Institute where the virus may have escaped. Thursday, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, says he does not yet support Democrats trying to go it alone to pass an infrastructure package. Manchin made it clear that he wants talks between the White House and Republicans to continue. A SpaceX rocket blasted off Thursday en route for the International Space Station with a supply of squid, toothpaste, and avocados. In fact, 7,300 pounds of supplies should arrive Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
NASA is planning space missions to red-hot Venus. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
NASA will be heading to Venus twice in the next decade. The agency has announced a pair of missions to the planet in 2028 and 2030 to explore the planet's atmosphere and geology. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the missions aim to learn how Venus became an inferno-like world, capable of melting lead at the surface. The last U.S. craft to visit the planet was the Magellan Orbiter in 1990. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
A famous defense attorney has died. Wendy King reports.
Epley Bailey, a criminal defense attorney best known for representing O.J. Simpson during his murder trial, has died in Atlanta, his family has announced. He died while in hospice, but the family declined to reveal why. He also represented Patty Hearst for crimes she committed with the Symbionese Liberation Army after the group kidnapped her. Bailey was 87.
We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Recently discovered emails from Dr. Fauci's account were released by the Freedom of Information Act. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gives Fox News his insights that Fauci may have been part of a cover-up to discover the origins of COVID-19.
So I've seen some of the emails. What really matters here is when it mattered most, when the Chinese were covering this up in early January of 2020, Dr. Fauci certainly would have seen the same intelligence that I saw. We would certainly have known that the risk that this came from the laboratory was real. We would have known that the Chinese Communist Party didn't want any of us to know that, and that raised red flags throughout the entire United States government for far too long. Dr. Fauci let those of us who were out there talking about it carry the mantle, and we couldn't get science. We got politics instead, and that's what you saw in the left-wing media. You saw politics trumping science, and that delayed our capacity to respond to what the Chinese Communist Party foisted upon the world.
Over 3 million people have died as a result of the pandemic. President Biden is taking the First Lady on tour in Europe next week with a scheduled visit to the Queen of England. Dan Araki reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the US, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.